Pagan Coffee Talk. If you enjoy our content, please consider donating and following our socials. Now, here are your hosts, Oswin and Lord Knight. So we have a thing in our tradition.
Uh-huh.
Where we ask, are you willing to suffer to learn?
Right.
What does this mean? What kind of suffering are we talking about?
Learning should be uncomfortable. If learning is that easy, then are you actually learning it?
So we're not talking about physical pain or
no, nothing like that.
Hazing or anything like that. We're talking about getting out of your comfort zone in order to learn something.
And that's exactly what we're talking about, is you have to get out of your comfort zone. You have to explore ideas and concepts you might not always like.
Why? Why is this important?
Witchcraft, or the traditions that follow it, we believe in objective truth to the point we spawn the sciences, because the universe, to us, the universe itself is the source of creation. You with me so far?
Yep.
And if we can understand how that works, we can understand the sources better. So when we talk about this stuff, yes, we have to deal with objective truths and see what's inside ourselves.
So by objective truth, you mean things that we can prove, things that we can see.
Right. All right. With theories and other things. And again, don't get me wrong. We're in the realm of religion and stuff like that. And there's a lot of the stuff we do that is theory.
Right. There's also a lot of things that are experimentation.
Right. But we still have that scientific in our background.
Right, that scientific method.
Right, of here's how we're going to do this, here's how the world works, you know, weird stuff. We don't believe that there's anything beyond nature. There's just nature.
Okay, so how does this make people uncomfortable?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you said that the suffer to learn was all about getting out of your comfort zone and dealing with objective truths.
Right.
And so how does that make people uncomfortable?
When you start dealing with those truths that you hear about people talk about, their truth in themselves.
Okay.
When you're sitting there and you've noticed yourself doing and sitting there meditating, you finally figure out you're doing behavior that isn't very helpful for you.
Mm-hmm.
Getting down to the point to where, okay, I keep on doing X, Y, and Z, and it's not working for me.
Okay.
To suffer to learn, you're going to have to get out of your comfort zone and do something different. Because again, we're back to that whole entire concept of doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome.
Right. The definition of insanity.
So again, you're going to have to get outside your comfort zone. You sat here and watched me this morning. I sat here and watched a bunch of videos of stuff I do not like and do not agree with, and rolling my eyes the whole entire time.
Right.
But why did I watch them? It wasn't the hate watch.
No, it was for the exposure.
Right. What are they saying now?
Because there are times when, yeah, you may not agree with them, and yeah, you may roll your eyes, but
every so often I hear ran across one today. I was kind of like, oh no. And I kept on going back and listening to it a little bit more and a little bit more.
Right. And you were like, okay. I can see that.
I can see this. I understand what in the world y'all were talking about.
So why do you think it's so hard for people to get out of their comfort zones when they're learning new things, or in order to learn new things? Why are people so reluctant?
Because your emotions are getting involved. If you haven't learned self-control over your emotions, you're always just going to stumble over them.
Right, because I was going to say, I mean, our emotions are core to a lot of things that we do, as long as they're under control.
But emotions are more like dogs.
Yes.
They're wonderful to have and all this, but you have to train them. You have to be able to keep them in control.
Right. That's what I meant. As long as we know how to control them.
Nobody wants to control their emotions. You feel something, I am required to express it. You've upset me, so therefore I am required now to express my anger instead of sitting there thinking about what somebody else said first.
Right.
I see it on TV all day. Doesn't matter which side what.
Right.
It always winds up into a shouting match because people are too busy enjoying their emotions. You've upset their truth.
You do see that a lot.
All right. There's a difference between your truth and objective reality. Objective reality always is going to win out.
Okay, so let's go down that rabbit hole.
Okay.
Since you brought it up. What is the difference between my truth, your truth, somebody else's truth, and objective reality?
Okay, I'm trying to think.
Or objective truth.
I'm really trying to think about this. Watch any episode of Lucille Ball.
Okay.
The way she, in the show, she keeps on interpreting certain actions in the completely wrong way, her way, and then assuming it's reality.
Okay, yeah.
The majority of times, this is the basis of this show, all right, is that Lucy's the redheaded ditzy wife. This is what's going on.
Yes, it is.
You got to stop. You got to listen to what people are actually saying. You have to ask questions. You cannot go through life walking on your lover in bed, having an affair, and them looking at you going, well, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes?
My lying eyes, of course. But,
I mean, but don't get me wrong. Yes, I do realize that there are sometimes points in a day where other people's viewpoints of certain situations are completely different.
Right.
That is not an objective reality. That's not a truth. That's just an opinion based on the facts that you have.
Okay, but now could that opinion be considered that person's truth?
That's basically what they're saying. From my understanding, what I'm saying, they're trying to call their opinion truth, their reality.
Okay, so then let's jump down that one. What is the difference between an opinion and someone's objective reality?
Opinions have very few facts backing them up.
Okay, but
are you with me? Normally, the arguments are always based on emotions. Oh, how dare you hurt my feelings and all this. Well, I'm sorry. The sky's still blue. No, it ain't. My objective truth says it's fuchsia. At the end of the day, this still does not make no sense. Your objective truth is not changing reality.
So somebody's personal truth is not objective.
Right. It's your personal viewpoint. And the reason I have to call it an opinion and not a truth, because a truth is a hard fact. This is a pen. This is a table. This is a mic. Those are hard truths. Nothing you say can change that.
Okay, so there could be some things that people perceive one way, and it is their personal truth.
Right.
But the majority of the times, you're saying it's just opinion.
It's opinion because, again, it is just...
So, like, if somebody's colorblind, for them, there is no color green.
Right.
Or no color blue, or right. Depending on their variety of colorblindness.
Right. But that does not mean...
But that is their truth.
That's their truth, and this is what's going on with them. But it doesn't take away the fact is that there is color in the world.
Right.
Where in the world, the argument we're hearing now from a lot of these people is, well, I'm colorblind, so therefore color does not exist and y'all need to shut up. That makes...
Okay.
This doesn't work. This is not...
No.
This is not objective truth. It's not what we're doing here.
Right.
All right. So to break this, to break that, you're going to have to get out of your comfort zone. That means you're going to have to suffer. There's going to be some agony. All right, there's going to be times you're going to be sitting there and you're going to be watching things and you're really going to hate what in the world people are saying, rolling your eyes. But again, you're trying to train yourself to withhold your emotions and listen to what's going on first.
Right, in order to be objective
in what in the world's going on.
Right.
I mean, as witches and stuff like this, we have to understand these things because, again, we're back to the whole counseling. The whole entire thing is... We have to understand that when couples come over, we understand there's two different viewpoints here. There's two sides of the conversation.
Right.
And again, like we've talked about before, you don't always know what in the world's going on with the other person.
No, you don't. And you won't unless you
communicate.
Unless you hear both sides of the story.
You know, that's kind of like, and I was going to say this, it's like me sitting there watching Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm.
And I got frustrated because I'm like, you know what? If these people would just stop and talk to each other. Y'all would have had this fucking figured out a whole lot longer and everything would have been a whole lot easier.
Right.
There's the problem.
It's communication.
It's communication. And again, notice these people, even in Stranger Things, the same thing was going on here. Everybody was doing their own thing based on their objective truth.
Right.
What they thought was going on.
Well, it was more of their personal.
Right.
Not necessarily objective.
Right. It's their personal point of view about what. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. Yeah.
I said it earlier too, so it's all right.
You know, this is not the objective truth that they right. find out later is what in the world's going on.
Right.
This is what we're talking. I know it sounds funny to talk about a show this way, but this is what I see going on in the community now. People don't want to step outside their comfort zone. They want to stay inside their bubbles. And as a main tenet of craft, we do not stay inside bubbles.
No, we don't.
It makes us weak. We have to go out. You're going to have to get uncomfortable. You're going to have to start talking to people you don't necessarily always like. Or nothing's ever going to change because doing it the way we're doing it now, nothing's changing.
No. And it's
just getting worse.
And it's true. You know, I took on a situation at work. I'm in healthcare. And we had some students come in. And one was a little Hispanic lady. Right? Sweet as can be. Asks all kinds of questions. Same questions over and, over again. I wound up getting placed with her a lot. And yes, it tested my patience. It got me out of my comfort zone. But I believe it's made me a better instructor for somebody else.
I've done the same things. I mean, at work, I mean, there's those guys, you sit there, you go, I need you to do this, this, and this. And you wind up having to hold their hands.
Oh, absolutely.
You need to do step one. This is it. Get step one done. Come back. I tell you step two. These people exist.
Yeah. And then at some point, you got to cut them loose and hope they survive.
And hope they survive.
But yeah, my point with that was is I just, because she's no longer there.
No.
Her class is finished, so her clinicals are done. But once I look back and I examined that whole situation, I was like, you know what? And I got something out of that. Was it comfortable? No. It was incredibly
annoying,
awkward
and annoying.
Yes.
The whole nine yards. Again, we're not talking about the difference between, you know, banging someone over the head repeatedly with whatever fact.
Well, no.
Have a conversation. And just because I criticize a woman doesn't make me a sexist. Just because I criticize someone who's gay doesn't make me a homophobe.
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying? It's just like right now in this life is you hear any criticism and you're this laundry list of evil things.
Oh, of course. I mean, that's just the nature of the beast nowadays.
And that you're kind of like, but all I was doing was questioning this practice, what this right here. I'm not trying to insult you. I'm just asking a question.
Right.
You know, and I'm sorry you don't like where the conversation went or whatever, but that ain't my fault either.
Well, and again, you know, dealing with uncomfortable situations, uncomfortable people should make us better communicators.
Yes.
Because if you don't sit back and you don't examine all of that.
Well, again, how are we supposed to be the craft of the wise if we will not experience other things?
Exactly.
All right.
You have to experience it and then you have to look back on it and examine the situations and glean something out of it. I mean, if you can't learn something, if you can't learn from your mistakes and you can't learn from those uncomfortable situations,
what's the point?
What are we doing?
I mean, but do you see what I mean? It's kind of like people want it too easy.
Yeah.
It's sort of like those people, I think, they all they want is that feeling that, you know, that feeling you get when you first fall in love with someone and you just want to suck face all day.
Right.
And as soon as that wears over, they're going on to the next person.
Right. It's that pure euphoric, you didn't have to work for anything. It was just there.
It's just there. Well, you know.
It don't work that way, sunshine.
It don't
sunshine.
Work that way. Yeah, that's like, you know, I was watching that and I didn't watch it all, but they were sitting there talking about initiation. They were like, yeah, this guy wanted me to initiate him. Well, first of all, why anybody approach me and want me to initiate them into craft and to a different tradition of craft other than mine? First of all, what? That ain't going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen.
You're being initiated into this tradition, this temple, this here. You're us.
Right. Well, I mean, it would be like somebody coming to us and saying, hey, I want to be a druid.
Okay.
Okay, why'd you come to us?
Exactly.
Well, I need the initiation.
But
then you need to go to the druids.
Well, he kept on explaining that this guy apparently was sitting there thinking that if he got initiated, he would automatically have access to all the knowledge.
Okay. Okay.
All right. You know what? To get the first initiation, it does take a year of prep, of training, of teaching, and meditation, and all this other stuff.
At least. We've had some who didn't, you know.
Again, it is a process.
It is a process.
You have to learn before you get initiated. It does not come with initiation.
No.
No.
No. I mean, my first degree initiation was put off for a while, and that was because of various reasons. Some of them mine, some of them everybody else's, some of the elders. But
this is what I'm talking about. What makes you think me as an old guard would initiate you into the Lady Maya's group?
Right.
I can't do that.
Or Gardnerians or Alexandrians or any branch of them. We can't do that.
We can't do that.
We're not going to do it.
We're not. And it's not from a willing not to suffer to learn. It's not really getting out of our comfort zone. I don't mind sitting down and like just studying these other initiation and stuff. It's just not my tradition.
Right.
Here we're having this problem with this, my truth.
Mm-hmm.
This is what people are getting into. And then they want to fuss when they meet somebody like me or some other people. And we go, no.
Right. It don't work that way.
It don't work that way. You want to be initiated in that tradition. You need to go talk to people in that tradition and talk to those high priestesses and get trained.
We can't teach their ways.
No.
It's not our ways.
Nope.
So you want that, you need to go to them.
Again, there's nothing wrong with exploring and learning this stuff, but
absolutely not.
At some point, people, can we at least start to realize what logic is, sane reason? I'm sorry. I see people doing stuff on critical thinking all the time, but I never see anybody actually doing it.
Right.
It's all this mumbo jumbo and boys can be girls and girls can be boys, and it's never going to happen.
Right.
The physical bodies are never going to change.
Oh, no.
You know, I don't care if they do it. Whatever. That's your life, not mine.
Right.
You know. But that does not make objective reality. That does not, I'm sorry, that's an uncomfortable truth you have to live with.
Right.
You'll need to get out of your comfort zones.
Plain and simple.
All right. Don't care if you like it or don't like it. All right. I mean, on YouTube, all you see are these people doing these hashtag thing where all they're doing is patting each other on the back every other week.
Right.
I mean, there's one each month, and it's just a big old circle jerk.
Right.
Going on.
Well,
I never see them do anything to get anybody out of their comfort zones on anything. Unless it's, let's go try this. Let's walk backwards.
Yeah, but there's no purpose to that.
No. They're never going to do a tag. Oh, here's the podcast I listen to, but I don't like them.
Well, here's my take on that. When here at Life Temple, when we teach meditation, we tell people you're going to go through some things and you're going to experience some uncomfortable things. You may be emotional, may be traumatizing. You need to make sure you have a support system. You know, we're here for you. Make sure you've got somebody close to you, you know, that you can talk to.
And again,
right? there's a reason for that.
We sit there and tell you issues you think you've dealt with. We'll come back up.
Right. But my point is that is the whole suffer to learn.
Yes.
Because you got to suffer through those emotions. You got to suffer through those traumas or whatever else.
Again, hence the reason.
In order to learn how to control it.
Hence the reason everybody wants to do the transit meditation, let the memories and stuff post, because God forbid they have to actually go back through that trauma and figure out what in the world really went on.
Right.
And how to actually heal from it.
Right.
We're not going to look at the bad stuff. We're not going to look at the bad stuff we've done or whatever.
But you can't do that.
Uncomfortable.
You can't do that and expect to heal.
In witchcraft, this is a no-no.
No, we're trying to get you to the point where you can heal yourself.
Right.
You gotta dig through all that.
That emotional trauma and all that. I mean, even going to therapy and stuff like that. These people are not doing it for you. You're having to do it.
Mm-mm. You got to empty that shit cup, baby. You got to.
And it's uncomfortable.
It is. It's very uncomfortable.
And as soon as you get it empty, it will fill right back up.
Yeah, but eventually you get to the point where you learn how to properly deal with it.
Yes.
Not just push it into the side and keep trying to pack it in.
Not allowing that shit cut just get fuller and fuller and fuller.
Right. You know what? If I push it down just a little bit more, I can pack a little bit more in there before it overflows.
No, so again,
you can't do that.
But you don't do these on transcendental meditations. You have to do a meditation where you go into your memories in there and relive these things.
Yep.
Meditation is not a safe space. Witchcraft is not a safe space.
No, it's not.
Not like you think.
Mm-mm.
Not these safe spaces and stuff like you see in.
Is it a safe space as far as you as a person are safe? You're not in any danger. Yes.
Yes.
Is it safe as far as we're going to protect you from the bad things?
Or you might not have to, you don't have to hear any bad things here, no bad words. No, nope.
Oh,
you're
no.
Sit
honey.
Down there, you meditate, and you're going to hear all the things that are in your head.
Right. And we're going to tell you things that you're not going to like. You got to deal with it.
You know,
you got to learn how to deal with it.
Trust me, I was told a lot of things by Lord Men I did not like.
Right?
And some other elders along the way.
I was going to say, not just him.
Not just them and a lot of other elders.
So, yeah. No, it's not a safe space.
It's not a safe space like that.
Are we out of coffee then?
We are out of coffee.
Thanks for listening. Join us next week for another episode. Pagan Coffee Talk is brought to you by Life Temple and Seminary. Please visit us at lifetempleseminary.org for more information, as well as links to our social media, Facebook, Discord, Twitter, YouTube, and Reddit.
We travel down this trodden path, a maze of stone and mire. Just hold my hand as we pass by a sea of blazing pyres. And so it is the end of our days, so walk with me till morning breaks. And so it is the end of our days, so walk with me till morning breaks.